What's up, everybody? It's Brianna Regine, the founder and lead brand strategist and publicist of Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting, a strategic communications and marketing agency. Welcome back to the fifth episode of The Brand Unveiled. This episode will be part two of the Instagram Live session of What is Branding? And in this episode, you will actually hear three main tips, or rather questions, that you can ask yourself when building or thinking about building the brand that you actually desire. You'll also get a little bit of a glimpse into my personal brand and what that was about, which is really interesting for me to hear back a year later since this Instagram Live has taken place, because now my personal brand is continuing to evolve and is actually gaining some substantial legs of its own. So I'm really happy about that, but there's still a lot more work that needs to be done on the personal Brianna Regine side compared to what's been done through my agency. But both brands are up and moving and growing and glowing. I apologize for all the smacking that you hear. I'm working on that public speaking tip. That's very annoying to hear, so I do apologize for that. And when you're done listening to this episode, if any of the information I provided is helpful to you, I want you to send us a DM or hit us on Twitter. On Instagram, we are BR Visionary Consulting, and on Twitter, we are BRV Consulting. You can also hit us on LinkedIn too, and let us know what questions you often think about when it comes to building the brand that you desire. Because brand building takes work, you know, and one thing that you should remember is your foundation, aka your core why and your mission and values, you know, the passion behind that, I believe, will never really change, you know, because it comes from an innate place. However, the language that you may use or the context in which your passion exists may change throughout time. And I want you to know that that is okay. It's okay for that to happen. Your brand should evolve, and it will evolve with time and as you grow. So just keep that in mind. I hope you guys enjoy this episode of The Brand Unveiled. Next week's episode is going to be just a little nugget. It's not going to be from an Instagram Live. It's going to be a brand new conversation with me on the mic. And then the following episode is actually going to be an interview that I gathered at this point. It's probably a year or so ago, from a woman-owned entrepreneur. I have three interviews in the portfolio of the Brand Unveiled podcast episodes that never seen the light of day. So I'm finally going to release one of those. If you are interested in being interviewed, please email info@brvisionaryconsulting.com, and in the email subject, put The Brand Unveiled, or you can just put TBU. I had to think about that for a second. All right, enjoy this episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Business and the time and money that you're implementing into growing this business, either. So that's why it's really important to stay in tune with why you're doing what you're doing. So here are three questions that you can ask yourself to get yourself closer to figuring out, okay, I'm on the right path, I'm branding, fantastic. First, and we touched on it a little bit, ask yourself, why am I building this business or this brand? What are you doing it for? If it's solely money driven, I mean, some may argue that they're passionate about money. I don't know. Money's cool. You need it to eat, to survive. You know, you gotta eat. Like DJ Khaled says, we have to eat, but it can't be my end all be all. For me, like I said, I might as well go work for someone else if it's only about money for me. The second question is, what do you want your product or service to achieve? What's the end result, right? Another way to think about that is, how do you want your audience to feel when they invest in your product or service? Do you want them to feel happy? Do you want them to feel like they escaped? Do you want them to feel like you make them feel so much better? Do you want them to feel like you're the reliable source for all of their information, right? That's what's key. Just lost my train of thought. I have the train sometimes, it just leaves the damn building. And the third question is, what unique qualities or skills can you offer aside from the competition, right? And that third question circles back, all right, to the first question, your why, right? Your identity. And in my recent blog post, I had talked about why it's important for you to implement certain aspects of your personality into your brand, especially in this day and age. No one's gonna invest in just a business that, you know, is, you know, at face value. Here it is, we're selling these, I don't freaking know, MP3 players. Those don't even exist anymore. But we sell these MP3 players, here, buy them. But wait, someone over here also sells MP3 players. So why should I buy from you instead of from them? You'll stand out if you create a specific identity for your business. And for me, I find the easiest way to do that is to be transparent. And, you know, obviously with my agency side of things, I'm not as like, woohoo, like loosey-goosey as I am on the Brianna Regine platform. But for the Brianna Regine platform, I know I have a lot of personality. And I know there are tons of other publicists out there. There are tons of other brand strategists out there. Tons of other lifestyle bloggers, entrepreneur bloggers, you know, people doing the same thing I'm doing. But what makes me different is that my personality belongs to me. It's mine. You know, I'm Sophista Ratchet. I embrace it. I can be extra. I can be professional. I'm multifaceted. Don't put me in a box. But I know that. And I communicate those things in my social media captions. I communicate those things in videos like this that will be coming more often. I communicate those things in the graphics that I put up. You know, that's what's gonna make your audience become attached to you. And once you're able to create that connection, you can make your audience respond however you want them to. That's the power that you have. That's the power that brands, especially during this day and age, have. I was just having this conversation with my family this past weekend. This day and age, anyone can have a business. That's a fact, okay? With social media, it's really hard. Everyone has different circumstances, but everyone can own their own business and make some coinage on the side. What I want to do and what I hope you guys will do is you'll last beyond this social media entrepreneur era. And the businesses that will last beyond that point are the brands. They took the time to figure out what do I want my brand to mean to people. And they did the work, they created the strategy, they created the plans, they got it done, they set themselves apart from their competition, and voila. So that's the kind of wave I'm hoping to be on, and that's the wave that I want you guys to be on as well. So recap, the three questions that you should ask yourself when you're looking at your business and how you can implement plans and strategies and conversations with yourself and figure out how can I make my business into a long-term brand. The first one is ask yourself, why are you building the business? What do you hope to get out of it, right? What are you doing this for? Second question, what do you want your product or business to do for your audience? Third question is, what unique qualities or skills do you offer that's different from your competition? And like I said, the easiest way to answer that question is starting off with who you are. In a society that says, don't be this person, don't be that person, no. Now more than ever, it's so important for you to accept who you are and find ways to implement that into your business, because that's gonna make you stand out and create the long-term legacy that you desire. Copy. So those are my three tips. I will now open the floor up to questions. 30 minutes went by super fast, but I'll open the floor up to questions. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Again, for those who came late, I've seen some of you on my timeline before, but for those of you who came late, My name is Brianna Regine. I'm a publicist and brand strategist. I have my own full service agency. We provide branding, marketing, and PR services, so the building blocks to help businesses turn themselves into brands with longevity and gain the visibility that they need. And on the side, I also am a lifestyle blogger. I talk about entrepreneurial stuff. More lifestyle stuff will be coming. And also some more like specific social issue stuff. There's been a lot happening in the world, and I never have the time to sit down and write about everything before something else tragic happens. It's really unfortunate, but that's me. And this is my first weekly Instagram Live session. I will be doing more of these. So it'll be branding, marketing, and PR focus, but I also wanna broaden the conversation and talk about things that are important to me. So like some of the things that I mentioned in terms of like the blogger side of things. So thank you guys so much for joining.
Once again, thanks so much for listening to the fifth episode of The Brand Unveiled. I hope that the three questions I encourage you to think about inspire you to really connect with your purpose, right? Because at the end of the day, no one wants to be building a business that isn't fulfilling them. So really think about your purpose and let that lead you into creating a business and ultimately a brand that you can be proud of. You have less than 90 days to do it, and I believe that you can. So get started. That's the hardest part. And good luck. See you next week.